I just made him a cup of tea, so we're all nice and relaxed now. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Paul Friedman, MBE from Hornchurch, who's going to be the oldest runner at this weekend's London Marathon. So thank you for coming in today.
Pleasure to be here.
Is that a not bad cup of tea?
Well, not bad. It could be better, but there you are. Beggars can't be choosers.
Now, you're running the marathon at the weekend. You're 88 years old, and you don't look 88. You look absolutely fantastic for your age. You must be all the fitness. You're running on behalf of St Francis Hospice, and you've run 21 London marathons.
That's right.
Over the years. So have you always been quite sporty, or is running something you took up a little bit later in life?
No, I've always been reasonably active for years, but I started running when I was 61. You get to an age in life when you want to do something different.
Yeah.
And I asked a nephew of mine who'd done the London Marathon how I set about running, and he told me to jog and walk between lampposts because they're equidistant.
So is that what you said? I was going to say, how do you actually, I don't do anything. I sort of like get out of the car and come into the studio. But when you kind of think about when you first started off training, that's what you did. You just did a little tiny bit and kind of built it up.
That's
over.
Right. And I think the main thing to do, really, is to join a club.
Yeah.
I belong to the Highbury 90 joggers right from the beginning.
And do you run on your own? I mean, do you go out in the mornings and have a run on your own or sometimes?
Whenever I can, because apart from that, I'm very active. So, I've just fell in love with running.
What do you get out of running? I mean, what is it?
You get a lovely feeling, especially when you're going along country lanes. It's just a nice feeling, and the world's your oyster.
Yeah.
And it's just nice. And I actually fell in love with half marathons. I've done about 170 odd half marathons.
Wow.
I used to look for them all over the place, mostly this side of the country. But I like Leeds. I've done Leeds. Leeds Half Marathon, and I've done the Brentwood Half Marathon. Actually, I didn't do it this year because of the cold weather.
Yeah.
But the previous 10 years, I've been the oldest runner.
And you are this year in the London Marathon going to be the oldest runner there?
The oldest runner, yes. Yeah.
I hope they let you go first. Have you got to wait with the rest of them, or do you get to go first?
I'd much rather be the youngest runner.
Yeah, well.
No, that's where I'm meeting the youngest runner tomorrow morning.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Brilliant. Now, I was going to say, you're running St Francis Hospice very close to my heart, and I know it's close to yours. So how did you're running for St Francis Hospice to raise money, and you have raised, how much have you raised over the years? Because you've raised an incredible amount of money.
For the hospice, I raised about 80,000.
Which is amazing, absolutely amazing.
I do a lot of collections. I just fell in love with the hospice,
Yeah.
I go there every Christmas Day to help out.
I know I was going to talk about that. How did you get involved with the hospice in the first place?
Well, I used to go to St George's Hospital, and there wasn't much to do there.
Yeah.
And then I cottoned onto the hospice, and I just fell in love with it and started running, and this will be the 16th year that I'm running for the hospice.
And you also said on Christmas, this is wonderful when I read this, on Christmas Day, you give up your Christmas Day to go there to help out.
Yes. Wherever I'm needed.
Yeah. I mean, they do, as I said before, St Francis Hospice looked after my sister actually when she had cancer did a fantastic job. I wish there were more beds. I think there's 19 beds at the hospice, and hopefully with more fundraising they'll be able to get, because it's such a wonderful place. Look after people with life-limiting illnesses. They have reflexology, they have a drinks trolley, they have all the specialist nurses. Yeah. Family can come and go when they want to, so they do a fantastic service for the local community. And as I said, there are only about, I think if I'm right, it's about 19 beds. So that if we can get a few more beds or another ward there, that would be amazing. I think it's about 3.5 million, or is it more to run a year? 7 million. Yeah, slightly out there with my figures. Yeah.
They raise over 7,000. They have over 3,000 patients during the year.
Yeah.
You know, they've got 150 nurses.
Yeah.
And also the main thing is they don't charge.
Yes.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, my wife was very ill. She had lung cancer. She wouldn't go into the hospice, but they gave her so much help.
Yeah.
So I'll always be grateful for that.
Now, you were a torchbearer at the... How did that feel to be doing
about that?
That.
Yeah. Yeah, if you'd have told me, I'd have brought it with me. But I can't get it in my pocket. No, I was a torchbearer in Barking.
Yeah.
I was the only torchbearer that had to sit on the train. I can't remember, the light railway.
Yeah.
I had to hold the torch in one hand and hold on for dear life with the other.
Oh, excellent.
It was only a few hundred yards.
Yeah. But how did you feel doing that?
I felt great, because apart from that, it has raised money.
Yeah.
Since, it's raised quite a bit of money. So I was pleased that it has its uses. And One wonderful thing is my son paid for it. I didn't have to pay.
Now, you've got an MBE. How did it feel to receive the MBE?
Well, I got the MBE in 2008. Because I raised such a lot of money for charity, and I've got my own charity concert party.
Yeah,
we've raised we've done over 600 shows. We've raised must be around about £100,000 because we don't charge for our shows either.
Yeah,
and I received it from the Queen, and the only thing that upsets me, that's over 5 years ago, and not once has she rung me.
Oh, she's a busy lady, though, isn't she?
Yeah, it's probably that's the reason.
She needs to be able to pick that. Well, if you're listening out there, Your Majesty, please make a phone call or send a letter or something. So when you're going to be running, you've been running the London Marathon, you'll be the older person there, so you'll hopefully get on TV quite a bit. We'll be getting little shots of you. Have you got a special outfit? What are you going to be wearing to run round?
Oh, I've got a special outfit, the hospice colours,
yep,
which is in my case, which is in the car. And it's got at the bottom, officially, the oldest runner.
Yeah.
2013. I was the oldest runner in 2011.
Yeah.
But that was a long time ago now. It's about 2 years ago. And it's the hospice.
Yeah.
I've run for the hospice for the last, this would be my 16th year.
And you're just going to keep on, I read on, you know, are you just going to keep on going? You're not going to retire or step back? Just keep...
Well, it's getting harder for me, but I don't worry about time anymore.
How long would it take?
Marathon's concerned, as long as I get in the same day.
Yeah.
But it's going to be over 7 hours because the cold weather's affecting my running this year.
Do you find it, because they've got that bit over the cobbles, but I know they put like a carpet bit down, don't they, over that bit?
Well, I think that carpet was when you went through the Tower of London.
Oh, right.
But they don't go that way anymore.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
For about the last for about 4 or 5 years, they haven't been through the tower. But I just join up with the spectators, you know. I just say to them, am I going the right way? And the other thing is, they say, come on, Paul. And I just say, I only came out to buy something in the newspaper. So you just enjoy it, you know. I know I'm not going to win it. I would have won it last year, but the chap who won, he pushed me as he went past me, took me off my balance, so I gave up after that.
Do you ever hit the wall? Because they say when you run, you hit the wall.
Really and truly, I don't agree with that business. I think it's just one of those things. It didn't make any difference to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I might hit other people as I go past, but I don't record 20 years. That's supposed to be after 20 miles. And then when I get to 23 miles, I see all the lovely ladies from the hospice all give me a wave, cheering me on. And I think to myself, I've only got three miles to go.
I think it's incredible. I mean, I couldn't even walk. Probably about 2 miles is about my limit. It's amazing that you can do this at 88.
Well, I've got to tell you this. To do the running, all you need is a left leg and a right leg.
I know, but I don't know. The thing is, I think you've got to be quite... Well, you're very slight, slim. Obviously, not slight, slim is the word. I think if you're carrying a bit of when you want to be a runner, you've got to not have too much body fat. Otherwise, it's like a bit of a blancmange running down the... You know, I'd be the look at the... I mean, there'd be nothing left of me by the time I got to the finish line. Except this hair, which you said earlier. You said, is it a wig? It does look a bit like a wig today. It's like I've stuck it on. Now, you can, if you would like to support Paul, you can go to allthews.com/Paul Freedman. That is PaulFreedman. Or you can go to the St Francis Hospice West website, which is allthews.sfh.org.uk. Let me just try that one again. I'm having difficulty with my stammering this morning. It's stammering away. We will put all the details up on the website. So best of luck for Sunday.
Thank you.
And I hope that it goes absolutely amazing. I think it's fantastic, the amount of money that you've raised for such a brilliant cause. At St Francis Hospice, we support them here at Phoenix and personally had dealings with them, and they've been fantastic. So as much money as people can raise out there. And if you do want to, you know, we've got a fiver. I know we're in times of recession, but if you've got a fiver or a tenner, then send it Paul's way. 88, that is amazing.
Do you know, you said all that without pausing for breath.
I know. I do that when I go on stage. I sing and I don't pause for breath then.
If you're watching the marathon, look for a bald-headed man with glasses running on his knees. That would be me.
about 7 hours in as you cross the line.
Yes, yeah.
So we should see you on all the major TV channels over the weekend as
yes,
well.
Yeah.
Got lots of interviews.
I don't worry about it. I've done three. My first one, I was just over 4 hours.
Mm.
My second one was just under 4 hours. And the third one was my best one, 3 hours 56.
Yeah.
But I'm going back quite a few years.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing that you're still doing this at 88, and it gives, if you're a pensioner out there, take inspiration from this man. So thank you very much. Wish you all the best. I hope you get around in a great time. And thank you for everybody for raising all that money for St Francis. That's a massive achievement as well.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's that girl over there that keeps me going.
Hello. Do you want to say hello?
And my son gives me so much support.
Oh, hello, son. I'll give the son a wave in the corner.
I've got to tell you this, that myself, my son and my grandson were doing the moonwalk in May next month. Mm. You have to wear a bra.
Oh.
Yes, yeah. I don't know if they'll have one to fit you. But anyway,
my regular listeners will know from the webcam that is true. Go on. They're looking at you at the moment, so don't worry. Excellent. Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in today. Again, the details, all the W's, justgiving.com/Paul Friedman. You can go there, or if you want to go to all the W's, sfh.org.uk, and support Paul on his run round, 88 years old, doing the London Marathon this weekend for St Francis Hospice. Right, 11:20, let's have some ads, and I'll be back. Oh, no, we won't. We'll have a little bit of music. I'll be back with some ads in a while.